About 100 teachers and support staff recently gathered in a junior high school in Central Illinois to take on the roles of people living in poverty. It's part of a poverty simulation used by schools across the country that's supposed to challenge stereotypes. But as Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines reports, some say it takes more than a one-time simulation to change attitudes and behaviors.
I just got robbed by a drug lord. They're pushing me to sell their drugs, and I told them no, and they're threatening my family, and they took my Social Security card.
We're inside a school gym in Mahomet, a small town in East Central Illinois. The median income here is almost $100,000, and the town is majority white. The staff have to make ends meet over the course of a month, but really it's a two-hour simulation. The ones role-playing single moms have baby dolls strapped to their chests. I'm talking to Natalie Back, a seventh grade history teacher. She was just speaking in character as a 52-year-old Latino man with disabilities. I asked Back to break character for a moment.
Does this feel like a game to you?
No, honestly, I'm feeling stressed. I mean, obviously it's not reality.
It may not feel like a game to Back, but Susan Roll says it certainly looked like one the first time she tried it. Roll is a social work professor at California State University in Chico. She says she and her colleague were super excited about the simulation, but the first time they tried it with their students, it didn't go so well.
We were standing there and we were watching this go down, and we thought, people are playing poverty. Like, this doesn't feel right. And students were sort of silly about it and laughing and, oh, isn't this funny? And, oh, I beat you and I have more money than you. And, oh, there's the drug lord and he might try to steal from you. And it felt very uncomfortable.
Inspired by their discomfort, Roll and her colleagues studied the simulation's long-term effectiveness. They found that without the proper context and critical thinking, the simulation could do more harm than good. Take Kim Senor's experience with the simulation. Senor works as a liaison between the Springfield School District and families in that community. Springfield is about an hour drive west of Mahomet and has a median income that's half that of the small town. Senor says the simulation felt very real to her.
It's a lot, and it made me sick, literally, in the simulation. I passed out.
And that's because it mirrored her previous experience living in poverty after she left an abusive marriage.
Couldn't find a job to get up on my feet. I had these children, and my child support was like $250 a month, and so it was just, it was a nightmare.
Senor says the simulation helped her relate on a deeper level to the low-income families she works with. But not everybody comes out of the simulation feeling like that, especially without her experience. Senor says some of the educators she knows, well,
they were very cocky about, well, we can survive this. And so that's what I saw. I was like, they really don't know. They just figured out a piece of it. It didn't offer any empathy or sympathy toward any families. They were just, well, if we could figure it out in 3 hours, surely somebody can figure it out that's been in it for years and years, which is not the case.
The group that sells the poverty simulation admits it's not perfect. It's a nonprofit called the Missouri Community Action Network, MCAN for short. They say the simulation is supposed to start a conversation that breaks down stereotypes and drives civic action. But they say it can backfire if it's not facilitated correctly. Roll, the professor at California State, says she made the simulation work for her by adding local data and stories to show how poverty affects the university community. I asked her if she's still using the simulation.
We're not.
And why did you?
I didn't feel like after a while I was getting my bang for my buck.
She says she now uses other strategies to get her students engaged with poverty, including getting out of the classroom and into their local community. Senor, the Springfield Public Schools employee, thinks that approach could work for school teachers too.
Without a shadow of a doubt, we need more teachers going out and doing home visits and actually seeing what's going on.
Senor still thinks the poverty simulation is valuable, but
it is not enough.
I'm Lee Gaines, Illinois Newsroom.